everyone. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, in for Tenzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. During the past year, the pandemic revealed many of the cracks in our national foundation, from racial health inequities to uneven Wi-Fi capacities. But perhaps none more critical than the utter lack of an infrastructure to ensure all families have access to quality, affordable childcare. And this is a burden shouldered disproportionately by women, who remain primary caregivers in many families and make up the majority of the childcare workforce. One statistic gives us a glimpse at the scale of the childcare crisis. Between February and April 2020, 4.2 million women left or lost jobs. 2 million have yet to return. The American Rescue Plan that President Joe Biden signed into law in March sought to remedy this, at least in part, by expanding the childcare tax credit. And while it's not a full-scale solution, it is a powerful tool for many families. Here with me to discuss what this credit will mean for families is Dorian Warren. Dorian is the co-president of Community Change and co-founder of the Economic Security Project. It's so good to have you with us.
Hi, Melissa. It's so great to be with you. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I've been listening all week to you guest hosting. I'm a regular listener, but I've been regularly tuning into you this week. So it's great to be with you.
We should probably tell listeners that we've also been friends for 21 years, so that like this enthusiasm is, is part of that.
I wasn't going to out you like that, but okay, yes. Hi, friend. Hi, sis.
Hi, friend. Hi. And so one of the things I know about you, because we've been friends forever and ever, is that you and your wife welcomed your first child just 8 months ago in the midst of the pandemic. And so although this is the work you've been doing, it also got real personal for you. So tell me what you think about this child care tax credit. And how, what kind of impact it might have?
Well, yes, thank you, Melissa. I am a new daddy, and that means I change a lot of diapers. And diapers cost money; it adds up. You know, it's like $2 a day, basically, for diapers. And why that's important is because a lot of people missed it, Melissa. But with the stroke of a pen, President Biden delivered what's probably the most ambitious anti-poverty legislation in generations. And particularly something in the American Rescue Plan called the Child Tax Credit. Now, a lot of folks don't know what this is. This was something that actually passed over 20 years ago. It was in 2001 under the Bush tax cuts that this little provision by, frankly, grassroots activists who have been organizing around it got snuck into that tax cut. And then all of a sudden, here we are 20 years later after the leadership of many champions in Congress. I'm thinking of Representative Rosa DeLauro, for instance, who's been on this from the late 90s. There's this new program called the Child Tax Credit that got expanded. So let me say what it means. It means that if you are a parent and you have a child, you will get roughly $3,000 a credit in terms of your taxes for each child ages 6 to 17. And for kids under six, that's $3,600. Now, what does that really mean? It means $250 or $300 a month per child. And it's something called fully refundable, meaning, Melissa, here's the key. There's no work requirement to accept this benefit. So if you didn't make income, or let's say you made $8,000 a year last year, you're going to get $250 or $300 a month, no strings attached. Let me say that again, no strings attached. To pay
now
for
that's some
you
diapers.
Need, for diapers, for food, for whatever it is you think you need for your child.
Okay, so you've articulated why it matters to families with children. Why should I care about this if I don't have kids?
Yes, but let me just say it's 39 million households, Melissa, covering 88% of children who benefit. What we do know is that half of people surveyed don't even know about this. So, but your question is, why should you care? That is the question, because it's really, you have to move to why is this a public good that benefits me even if I don't have kids? And here's what we know from research. Investing in ending child poverty means everybody benefits. And in this way, it improves maternal health. And this, we have some evidence of this from Canada's Child Allowance, where they've been studying the effects of this for years when they did something similar to, because, you know, they're a little ahead of us on this. but it also means, like, think of it this way, Melissa. Child poverty in America costs us somewhere between $800 billion to $1 trillion a year in lost economic output. So we are actually not, we're making the wrong kinds of investments by investing in child poverty. We're making that choice to say, we're cool with child poverty in the richest country in the history of the world. But when you say, I'm going to invest to make sure there is an income floor for children, no matter their race, no matter income, that actually benefits us in the long term because there's something like an 8-to-1 return on societal benefits. So $100 billion investment produces $800 billion for the country further down the road, whether it's, frankly, like better employment outcomes or better mental health or better physical health. We have the social science on this, and there's no reason why we can't garner the political will to say this should be the new social contract in this country.
So as you're talking about sort of these big issues of how it improves the economy overall, there's one specific sector, right, connected to that, and that is childcare workers themselves, yes, who are often folks who are working full time but still living below or very close to the poverty line while trying to provide this profoundly necessary care. Is there anything in the pipeline or in this current legislation that assists on that side of the childcare question?
We have relegated childcare to an individualized issue for most Americans for too long. It is a public good. And so there was a little bit of a down payment, Melissa, on providing high quality access to childcare for everybody in the American Rescue Plan. There's about $40 billion. But there is $700 billion on the table in pending legislation that would actually reconstitute, so to speak, reconstruct our entire childcare system in America so that particularly low-income parents, Black and brown parents, have access to childcare. And as you pointed out, childcare providers and especially the teachers can get a living wage. It makes no sense. It just makes no sense. If you work full time caring for other people's children so that they can go to work or they can live their lives, why should you have to live in poverty? This is the most important work we can do as a country, is investing in the care of our children and our families. And so this is exciting that there is potentially almost $1 trillion on the table that would invest in childcare for the first time in this country. We almost did it in the early 70s under Nixon. He killed it. This is our next opportunity to do it.
You have actually made me feel excited about public policy this morning, like something could actually happen that would make a big difference. As always, a pleasure to talk with Dorian Warren, co-president of Community Change and co-founder of the Economic Security Project. And again, just to be completely honest, Dorian and I also co-create and co-host the System Check podcast.